tvorbu vás vám. Tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasyadi mahi Iyo yona prachodaya Tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasyadi mahi Iyo yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha Tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasyadi mahi Iyo yona prachodaya Tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasyadi mahi Iyo yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha Tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasyadi mahi
This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You're listening to the Meditation Show with Andy Spragg from the Sangha House. Welcome back. So, yes, we're going to focus on meditation this evening, and we're going to talk about a particular subject, and then you're going to do some meditation yourself. So it's a real opportunity for you, this. Set the time by, enjoy it, and you never know, it might make a difference in your life. We are in part three of a three series here. I have a very special guest with me, Mr. Gelong Tubton. Gelong Tubton is a Buddhist monk, a Tibetan Buddhist monk, and with Tubton we've been looking at the subject of suffering, which I know sounds a bit pessimistic, but it's a fascinating area actually of Buddhist practice, and we're looking at three roots of suffering. They are desire, aversion, and something called delusion. It's a tricky one, this one, and it's the one we're going to look at this week. Gelong Tubton, a massive welcome. Thank you so much for joining me in the studio here. Perhaps you'd first of all like to introduce yourself, say a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. So I'm Gelong Tubton, and I'm a Buddhist monk from Samuling Monastery in Scotland. I've been a monk for 26 years, and I spend a lot of time now on the road teaching, giving courses in schools and hospitals, universities, companies. I've just written a book called A Monk's Guide to Happiness, and I'm just really into helping people learn simple meditation techniques that they can practice even in busy situations. I think meditation is something you can take anywhere.
That's interesting, because lots of people who come to meditation, they then say, oh, I've got time. I haven't got time for this, because they're busy. What advice would you give them?
I think we've all got time. We've all got time to do 5 or 10 minutes of meditation in the morning, and then tiny moments of it throughout the day, even while travelling or while at work. It's all about making that time for yourself. I think we need to maybe think more about the importance of good mental health. We spend a lot of energy looking after our bodies with diet and exercise and nutrition. That's all really important, but we need to also balance that with some mental work.
Perfect. So this tricky topic, delusion, it sounds like an insult, you know, you're deluded.
Yes, it could sound a bit harsh, couldn't it? And also the word suffering sounds harsh when we say we're all suffering. But I think instead of suffering, we could say dissatisfied. We feel dissatisfied so often, and we feel that life doesn't quite add up, and we're not sure how to really find happiness and how to be free from pain and discomfort. And that's the struggle of life. And in this series, we've been talking about how this is caused by the way our mind gets trapped in habits of wanting and pushing things away. And this third aspect, delusion, you could say that we're deluded in that we think happiness comes from outside. We don't realize it comes from within. That's the major delusion we all suffer from. We're constantly looking around us for the answers without realizing that if we turn within, it's all within us. So we're deluded in terms of our perception about how things are and how things work. And we can wake up from that delusion by training our minds in meditation.
So this applies to all of us, actually, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So we don't see the world as it is.
Yeah, I know. I'm totally deluded in that I know a bit about meditation, but I still find myself looking around me for support. If I was less deluded, I'd know the support is within. So it's a process of slowly working away at the mind to get less deluded.
Yeah, and I guess it does result in that suffering in very practical ways sometimes, like, you know, somebody makes a remark and nothing's meant by it, but you read stuff into it, don't you?
Yeah,
and
then you're imagining stuff.
You spend the next 24 hours agonizing over it and wondering if you've fallen out with your friend.
Exactly. Our relationships are a massive breeding ground for delusion because we don't really see others or ourselves as we truly are. We make lots of assumptions. Somebody says something or does something, we think they're up to something, they're out to get me, or they meant this or meant that. We're not really seeing things clearly. So I think the definition of delusion is that we don't see reality as it is. We see it through a lens of our own habits, our own conditioning, our own past. Things that happened to us in the past can make us deluded in our way of understanding the present. We see it through a particular lens. So I think meditation helps us to become less confused about reality and more clear in our thinking and our perception.
Yeah, I mean, the one that gets me is when you meet a new person for the first time, you've never even said a word to them. Straight away, you start making assumptions about that person, don't you? Well, for a start, you decide if you like them or dislike them. They've not even said a word yet.
Exactly.
Absolutely
exactly.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So, you know, the practicalities of meditation, how do you work on this in meditation? What's the process? Why does it make a difference?
Well, I think with meditation, we're learning to become less deluded about our thoughts and emotions. One aspect of delusion or confusion is that we don't really have a very good relationship with our own minds. We tend to be quite controlled by our thoughts and emotions. Negative thoughts, emotions, they take over and they swamp our minds and make us sometimes quite miserable. So I think one aspect of waking up from confusion is to learn to observe our own mind, to learn to have that awareness inside where we can see, oh, I'm angry, or oh, I'm feeling jealous now, or oh, I'm feeling dissatisfied, and we can see how we feel, and that awareness and observation is a kind of wisdom about ourselves, and the more we can grow that through meditation, the less confused we'll become.
I understand, yes. So this has been a fascinating series working with you on this. People may well want to contact you or learn more about these practices, that they might want to buy your book. I mean, do you want to say a little bit about your book?
My book is called A Monk's Guide to Happiness, and its subtitle is Meditation in the 21st Century. And it came out this year in June, and lots of people are saying they enjoy it and they find it practical. I'm really glad about that. It's got exercises in the back that people can read and then actually apply. And I give a lot of talks around the UK, but also internationally. People can look me up online. My name is spelled GELONGTHUBTEN, Gelong Tupten. And also the monastery in Scotland, Samyling. It's a great place to go and visit, Samyling. You can go there for a day or for longer. You can be a resident there for a while and learn meditation. It's a beautiful place to visit.
Thank you very much. And I understand there's an audible version of the book as well. So
there is. I recorded it myself. And what I did at the end is I did guided sessions of all the meditation practices. So if people want to do 10-minute sessions with me guiding them, that's also on the audible download.
Lovely. So Monk's Guide to Happiness. Right. We're going to play some nice music now. So settle yourself down because I'm going to lead you through a meditation after this. So do turn your phones off and Make sure you're not going to be disturbed. Get yourself comfortable. This is your time, so devote it to you, and I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You're listening to The Meditation Show with Andy Spragg from the Sangha House. So welcome back to our actual meditation now. You are going to do a meditation. If you've never listened to The Meditation Show before, that's what it's all about. It's about experiencing an actual meditation. So you need to be comfortable. You need to set yourself up so that you can devote this bit of time, about 35 minutes, to just you. So let your friends and family know this is your time. Turn your phone off and find yourself a nice peaceful space. You need to be comfortable, so get yourself into a nice comfortable seated posture. You don't need to be on the floor. You can just be on a chair. Most important thing, I think, is a general upright posture. So if we're slouched, we tend to go dozy and fall asleep, whereas if we sit up nice and relaxed but upright, it freshens the mind. Try that. So, lovely introduction by Gelong Tubton, Buddhist monk, just now. And we were talking about this subject of suffering, or as he explained, dissatisfaction, which is a far better way of putting it. Because that's what we're talking about, the general sort of unsatisfactoriness of life. And over the past couple of weeks, we've looked at two aspects of this. So we went into the desiring aspects of distraction, that the things that pull us towards the stuff we like, the pretty things, the nice food, etc., that can lead to quite addictive personalities, actually, if we're not careful. And then there's the aversion, the side of us that pushes stuff away that we don't like, the stuff we avoid. And by these two aspects, we tend to not see our lives, because we're not embracing every aspect of our life. There is a third element that Gelong Tubton was talking about there, this aspect of delusion, and this is the kind of the mind's nature to overlay with our own preconceptions and our own views of how the world should be. So again, we don't see the way the world is. So here we're going to do a nice meditation, and during the meditation, just pay attention to the things that perhaps pull you away, and you may find that your own views about meditation might get in the way of the direct experience of the meditation itself. So let's set ourselves up. Gently relax into your seat. Make sure your phone's turned off. You're not going to be disturbed. And first of all, just take a moment to tune into the space around you. Just feeling that space. Feel the chair supporting you underneath. And set yourself just a gentle intent to stay with the practice. We're going to start with a nice body scan, so take your awareness down into your feet. Feel all the sensations there. Contact with the ground. You can feel sensations inside the feet. See if you can pay attention. Notice any experience, the sinews and the muscles and the bones. Direct experience. Even this early on in the meditation, notice what the mind does, the way it pulls away. And take a moment to have a look at what's pulling you away. And then gently come back to to wherever we've got to in the body. So we travel across the sole of the foot. Work up over the heel. And then gently up through the ankle bones. You might find here sensations are not so obvious, so you've really got to go in. Really pay attention. Heading up through the shins and the calf muscles. Any tension you find, just see if you can relax it out, let go. Where are you holding? Work up into the knees. See what you can find, what sensations you can find in your knees. Always looking for direct experience here. You're not visualizing anything, you're feeling, experiencing. And work along the thighs and the hamstrings. Letting go of tension all the time. You might be able to feel the sensation of your clothing touching the skin. Just tuning in, paying attention to that. We work up into the sitting bones, settling gently into the seat. Feel the pull of the earth pulling you down. Let go into it. Relax. Soften. And as you relax down, just allow the head to float up a little. Feel some strength coming into the spine and the posture. you might find that as the posture becomes more upright, the mind becomes fresher. So we can use that to establish that gentle intent to stay with the practice. Now we take a look at our emotions. So take your awareness into the stomach and the heart space. Just see what's going on here, how you feel. So you're not looking at the thoughts behind the emotions, just the direct experience, the energy of the emotion itself. Don't even try and name what's going on. Just feel, just experience. And the awareness travels up into the shoulders. We carry our stress here. Let it go. You can come back to that later. Right now, you're just giving yourself time. Relax those shoulders. The awareness travels down the upper arms, over the elbows, down through the forearms, and into the hands and the fingers. You can pick up many sensations in the hands and the fingers. Tiny little sparks of energy. Might be able to even feel the bones in the fingers if you pay attention. Back up to the head and just experience whatever you can find across the scalp, whatever tiny little sensations are going on there. Just feel. Thank you. Come into the face. Relax the face. You can imagine that you have a gentle, compassionate gaze behind the eyes. This softens the eyes, eases out tension. The whole face looking out with a compassionate, gentle gaze. Now we bring all of these sensations in the body together. Right the way through. Along with our emotions. This is our life. In this moment. Right now. We celebrate and pay attention to each moment by watching the breath. So take a couple of nice gentle deep breaths and find where the breath is most obvious in the body. Breathing gently, pay attention to where you can find the breath. Might be deep down in the belly, could be in the chest, back of the throat, but where you can genuinely feel the breath, the physical experience of it. And wherever that is, that's where we center our concentration. So take your awareness into that point. You're going to feel the breath just gently coming and going. Let go of thinking, let go of thoughts. They'll flow through the mind. Just let them be like clouds in the sky. You will find the mind drifts off, takes you away. That's what it does. It plays. When it does, gently bring yourself back to the breath. Settle with it there. Sense of friendship towards yourself. And as you gently breathe and watch the breath, on each out-breath, just hear the word calm echo in the mind and settle in the body. Breathing out, calm. Nice and gentle. Nothing else matters right now. Just the breath. When the mind drifts off, gently notice. Pay attention gently to what's pulled you away. Just notice. Don't think about it. And then just gently bring yourself back to the breath, watching it come and go. Calm on each out-breath. Letting the breath naturally settle and calm. Letting the body settle and calm. And this will let the mind gently settle and calm. Just the breath. Let everything else go. Calm. When the mind distracts you, when it takes you away from the meditation, from the breath, just treat it with a sense of friendship, interest, and gentle amusement. It's what the mind does. It just wants to play. So just gently bring yourself back to the breath. Calm. So let go of the word now, so you're just focusing on the breath. Full awareness, gentle intention to stay with the breath. Nothing else matters. Just feel the breath coming and going. Physical sensation. When the mind distracts, just take a gentle note of what's pulled you away. The nature of the thought. What type of distraction is it? Just notice and then let it go. Come back to the breath. Gently start to relax your concentration. Bring your awareness back into your space, into your room. Just feeling the space around you. Gently check in with yourself, see how you're feeling. And we need to take this practice forward, so set yourself a nice intent to take this sense of mindfulness and tranquility forward into the week. Wherever you can, practice some gentle mind watching, noticing what the mind's doing, how it's being influenced by the things around you. Gradually we change ourselves. Like ripples in a pond, we make a difference. Om Mani Padme Hum. So this is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Andy Spragg and you've been listening to The Meditation Show. I hope you have a wonderful week. And I'll be back same time next week. Take care of yourselves. Bye for now.